fear. Oh my goodness. I want to talk about fear today and the idea behind fear and what it creates inside of the mind. Hello, everybody. My name is Michael Vereen Green. I hope you guys have an amazing day today, a wonderful day today, a prosperous and a productive day today, and yet an exciting day today. Today is another one more again, another one more opportunity to get it together. One more opportunity to get it right. Another opportunity to follow your dreams no matter what. I want to talk about today in particular. I want to talk about today in particular about the notion of fear. And how fear keeps us stuck. And how fear does not allow us to think rationally. Fear, if you let it, right? Fear can be the very antidote to faith. Think about that. When we have fear, it pushes out the notion of having faith, right? Because now we're thinking on what could happen or what is to happen. We build and build and build on this idea of fear, you know? Oh my God, we look at all of these different things and we get fear and it causes, and it's like a domino effect. Fear, when you have fear, there's no room for faith. Because now you're allowing what has not even happened yet to take over your mind. To take over your mind of the notion of what could happen, right? And even if it did happen, right? My belief is this, is that God, because I'm a believer of God, right? I'm a believer that God got it, right? That God gives me the idea and God gives me the ability to do, right? God gives me the ability to have faith in Him, right? That's something that's more powerful. Especially in these days, you know, that you're looking at the news and a lot of things that are now going about with the coronavirus. And, you know, you see it all over the place and everybody's buying up tissue and everybody's buying up a lot of all this hand sanitizer. And they're being buying a whole lot of different things that, you know, I believe, you know, that when we allow our fear to set in, it pushes all the faith out, pushes all the faith out. Now, what I do believe is that we all should remain safe and take precautions and do things that we need to do in order to get out, you know, to be and know what's going on and to know that we need to be alert and things about that. But when I believe that we are in fear, when I believe that we allow our fear to overtake what it is that we are thinking, then I really believe that causes us to have a lot of confusion, a lot of misinterpretation, a lot of things that we shouldn't be putting on ourselves. Again, I'm not saying not to be proactive, not to take precautions, necessary precautions to make sure that you are safe as possible. What I am saying is that when we allow fear, which I'm seeing a lot of now, you know, over a lot of fear, a lot of panic, people fighting over toilet paper and things like this, getting the last roll of toilet paper and toilet tissue and just you know, being angry and upset and allowing the fear and confusion to take over, to allow what I believe God got us all. You know, that's my belief. I believe that God got us all. And again, to use proper precaution and to know and realize and understand that we can get to our better. Again, we can get to our better and we can take the proper precautions to do what it is that we need to do, but not to get overwhelmed and not to allow it to cloud our judgment, allow it to cloud our rational thinking, right? So I just wanted to talk about that today and to also remain, you know, just to remain safe and to not only that, to remain, you know, but you know, I the notion to be calm and realize and to think rationally, but to take precautions, but also to know and trust and believe that He got us, that God got us, and don't have that fear, you know, because again, I think that faith escapes when fear sets in. Y'all guys have an amazing day. I hope you all are blessed, loved, encouraged, inspired, joyful, peaceful, and just having an amazing day. Remember to follow your dreams, to do your very best, no matter what, to follow your dreams. Do your very best. Treat people with love wherever you go. Treat them with compassion wherever you go. Show them wonderfulness. Show them excitement. Show them that it is amazing. A wonderful time in this creation. Y'all have an amazing day. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you on the next live. Bye-bye.